Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3 en ek en kaptein Dave Miller is hier in die atelier. Dit is tyd vir jou misdaadverslag. Captain, how are you?
Very well, and yourself? Thank you, Piotr.
I'm fine, thanks. We're talking about fraud.
Yes.
Lovely everybody, old fraud.
Yeah, everybody wants money.
That's true.
Yeah. So, yes, I mean, we have had a couple discussions in the past about it.
Yes.
Some of the common things that happen when it comes to this are various SMSs,
yes,
and WhatsApp messages that are sent to persons.
And saying, emails.
Yes,
I
and
got
emails.
Those.
there it'll tell you there's a variety of them. They're actually extremely colorful when it comes to their imagination.
Yes,
you know, you've won this or you won that, or there's an inheritance here that's you need to phone us to claim, or you've been shortlisted for this or that, or you know, even people looking for jobs,
yes,
can fall victim to this kind of thing. So what's very important is to try and verify all information. You know, if you have not specifically subscribed to a company or you have not specifically been looking for something, it's usually a good red flag to notice that something is not right here.
Yeah.
Also, the spelling and the grammar that is being utilized by the persons that are sending out these emails and SMSs and texts and things like that, you will pick up that there are definite errors that come through with those messages.
Yes.
With the web pages, you will see that there might be a slight change in the web address.
Yes, Gmail account.
Yes, yeah, there we go, Gmail account. That's usually a good red flag.
Yeah.
You know, companies don't usually use Gmail accounts.
So, yes.
Especially reputable companies.
And then another thing, the only person that uses a normal cell phone number to SMS or to WhatsApp me is the guy delivering my package.
Yes.
He says to me, "I'm on my way, madam, to your
yes.
door." And that's the only one I trust is the guy, and I know his name as well.
See, you've got that one covered. Eh?
Yes.
So, yes. Then also we have the scams on Facebook.
Yes. Yeah.
And also where people are advertising stuff to be sold, or you yourself are selling something, and then the deposit appears in your account, and just as your goods disappear, so does the deposit.
It's true.
Yes.
I was selling a table and chairs, and this guy just wanted to come to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said to Gary, "I don't feel good about this," so we never sold the table.
So, I mean, as you're saying that, it reminds me as well. Also, just the other day, it's an incident that are starting to happen more and more and more.
Yeah.
Where large companies they do deliveries, but there are Ubers that will come and collect.
Yes. Yeah.
And you know, there's obviously a lot of legit business in terms of that, but there is a lot of fraud that is happening with that, because what is happening, the suspects will then place an order, a large order for batteries or for appliances or for whatever it happens to be, and then say, "No, listen, I'm going to send an Uber or a delivery person to come and collect from you." And once that Uber takes the product and goes, even if we as the police are following it or security companies are following it, it's very easy for the suspect to monitor and see what is happening. So although, yes, it is business and it's business practice, but you need to be very careful when you start getting these large orders that come in.
True. Thank you, Captain.
It's a pleasure, Piotr.
Be safe.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.